Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 3 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 2 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. This is the CMN network, MI2. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0200 hours. Cloudy. -4 degrees. Good morning, 0300 hours. Cloudy. -2 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0400 hours. Cloudy. -6 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0500 hours. Cloudy. -6 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0600 hours. Cloudy. -6 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. CMN Network, VHF. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0700 hours. Cloudy. -5 degrees. CMN Network, MI2. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours. Cloudy. -5 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. MI2 Network. CMN Network. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Clear. 6 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. This is the CMN Network, MI2. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. CMN Network, VHF. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Clear. 15 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny. 16 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. CMN Network, MI2. W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
AB8 Ollie.
MI2 Network. CMN Network. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Clear. 19 degrees.
KB8O E Mobile.
This is the CMN Network, MI2. W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
KB8OOE.
CMN Network, VHF. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 20 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 20 degrees. CMN Network. MI2. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 20 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 17 degrees.
NAWCB, NAWCB, K-5. YNU, this is NAWCB. Good afternoon to you. Good evening. Hey, you're driving home in the daylight. How was work on this abbreviated weekend? Yeah. You know what? Not too bad. You know, I have not had shifts like this in quite a while, and I'll take them. Well, that's a good thing. Sometimes change works up good, kind of changing it up there. At least that's what I've found, at least through my years. But, you know, a different day off, a different group of people. Sometimes it's a welcome change, and you just don't realize it. But I'm glad. I'm glad how things went today, even though you think you got robbed of a long weekend off. Yeah, you know, I ended up working with one of my old partners. It was just like old times, and it worked out really well. And now I've got Monday and Tuesday off, so. Well, there you go. At least, like you say, sometimes that softens the blow there. Again, it kind of helps the people you're working with. That makes a big difference. And you got a couple of days off there, so I think it's your working Wednesday and Thursday days this coming week. Yep, that's for my work Wednesday, Thursday, and then I'm off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then I'm Tuesday, off Wednesday, work Thursday, and then the weekend. Ah, okay, yeah, that sounds pretty good. I'll just have to remember that there and write it down. So, I wasn't sure. It's like, are you working Saturday and Sunday and off Monday, Tuesday? Or are you working Sunday, Monday and off Tuesday? It's like, oh boy, I forgot there. Should have wrote it down there. Sorry about that yesterday. Nah, you're good. You're good. I've got to still get you my schedule. It's been hectic. And so I gotta get that to you so you have it, and you can see when I work and stuff like that. So. Yeah, you kind of get used to it there. You kind of get in the groove of where, especially if you've got specific days. It sounds like this one rotates kind of like what your previous schedule was. And, you kind of get to a place where you can kind of plan ahead there, I guess. Yeah. I've got every other weekend off, like it's been. So it's not horrible. It's not a horrible schedule. So I mean, a decent amount of time off, and it's every other weekend. And, I can't complain. I think somebody grieved it, so we'll see what happens with this, but at least for now. Yeah, at least for now. Enjoy it while you can, at least if it goes back. But I can still have every other weekend off, and that's nice. I think that works out well, and it gives you different days. I always found when I worked Shelby, it seemed like my Wednesday, Thursday off was my most productive days. I don't know what it was. I always enjoyed the weekends off, but Monday and Tuesday from working the three 12-hour days, it's like you're recovering the first day. But, I'm sure things will fall into place there for you. Yeah, I hope so. I hate adjusting, but it's part of life, I guess. It's one of those things. And for me, it's nice because I've got seniority, so I pick whatever I want or whatever days it's offered to me, and I just kind of go with it. So I'm not having to do the float shift. A couple people are. WCB, yes, there you go. At least it's not a float shift. Yeah, definitely. There's some stability to it. At least you know what's supposedly what's coming at least ahead of time. And sounds like it just puts the 2 days together, and instead of spreading them out to Tuesday, Thursday, at least your Wednesday, Thursday, you're back to back, and you can always work a Wednesday and take Thursday, just kind of like what you have before, and take that long time. So it sounds like just a little adjustment there of a day or so. Yeah, for sure. So, how was your day today? We're doing pretty good here. Heard good church services there today. Got to hear Dr. Lennox this morning. Enjoyed his message. The church kind of honored them today for their degrees. So that was good. I don't know if you've heard about your second cousin, Ruth, out in Wichita. She was taken to the hospital last night. I guess she had fluid built up around her heart. They had to do surgery on her last night. And I guess she's stable right now. So I guess it's a matter of seeing how she'll recover. But other than that, we're doing pretty good here otherwise. I didn't hear anything about that. Hopefully she's all right. About the curves there with her. Keep us posted on that. Glad you got to hear Doctor. Hopefully they're doing well. Yeah, in fact, when you called, the phone rang downstairs. Mom's talking to Melissa right now, so that's pretty good. Got to be able to talk to both of our kids right now. That's pretty cool. Hopefully everything's going well for them up there. I'm sure it's cold. I think they were supposed to get a little bit of snow today. Yeah, I think they got a little bit of snow. I'm not sure how much. I know it's been cold up there. I know there was a system off to the west, I think, that hit Chicago and northern Indiana, but I think it skirted west and south of us there, and I'm glad. I think tonight is the last of the single digits there, and hopefully it will be for quite a while, but I still got a little winter, but hey, like I say, at least you're driving home in some daylight. It can't be that, I suppose. Yeah, no, I like this. This daylight's pretty nice. When I take the kids to the bus stop in the morning, I get to check out the sunrise, so I'm looking forward to that when I get to go to work. Hey, so you get to see the sunrise there. Not only when you go to work there here soon, but taking the kids to the bus stop. Like I say, I usually get up about 7:30 and come down the stairs, see that sunrise in the east there in the southeast. It's really, really nice. I definitely enjoy sunrises and sunsets, and I'm glad. I see these kids. Their parents try to navigate through in the dark, dropping their kids off across the street. It's like at least it's a little bit more daylight out, and glad for that. I'm sure the weather will break here soon, and things will be a little bit better for taking the kids to school or kids walking to school, that type of thing. Yeah, hopefully it starts to warm up a little bit. I'm looking forward to spring and summer. This freezing cold stuff is just nonsense. I agree with you on that one. Yeah, I'm definitely ready for spring. It seems like it just started after Thanksgiving this year. We got a little break around Christmas, and it's just been full-blown snow, ice, cold, and I'm ready for it to move on.
CMN Network, VHF.
Yeah, for sure. They're looking forward to summer there. It'll come soon enough, hopefully. NAWCB, yes, I agree. And I don't look forward to orange barrels or those types of things, but I don't know. This year is just this cold, and like snow is enough for me, but could be worse. Could be like when we were a kid, seemed like we'd get snow in double-digit inches there, maybe almost feet, but we still got a little ways to go, but at least we're winding down. Spring training is coming, and daylight saving time is coming, so yeah, there's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
Yeah, the boys of summer will be back soon, so I'm looking forward to that. It's a good ball game or something like that. Yes, I agree. I'm interested to see how the Tigers will do this year. They've got a good relief pitcher. They got a good starter. Hopefully they are pitching's going to be a little better, and hitting is going to be consistent, and hopefully everybody stays healthy, and it'll be a good summer at the old ballpark. Hey, Whitey. I hope so. We got the game this year. Usually work stands out tickets and stuff like that, but I have to keep my eyes open for this set of tickets. Yeah, that's right. Colby gives out those tickets there for you guys, and that'll be something for you and Leo, or you the kids, something like that to look forward to. Absolutely, get to catch the ball game or something like that. That's right. And another sure sign of spring is Skywarn training coming up. I noticed that you posted that, and at the sign up for the class. I don't see any virtual classes this year, so I'll definitely have to plan to sign up for that, and hopefully make the training there. So that's a sign of spring too. Yes, indeed. In fact, I'm actually going to it this year. I got a research going for the county there, so it'll be good. It'll be good. I think Mike is planning on doing it as well. So if you're planning on stopping in, maybe Mike and I can come and pick you up. Yeah, definitely. We'll see what happens. Absolutely. Looking forward to the class. In fact, I think to print out my certificate from last year. I didn't do it, and I was still able to gain access to it. I was like, wow. but printed that out. But again, hoping to go to the class and just again good refresher and getting good networking and get to see some fellow hams there as well for the group. Yeah, certainly. Certainly. It's going to be good. We're looking forward to it. Landing and bringing a couple of go-kits to kind of show off a little bit there and hopefully advertise for ARPSC. So we'll see. NAWCB. Yeah, that would be good. Again, you were able to utilize those at work the other night, and hey, why not? Keep them used, and just make sure that they're working, and be able to say, hey, we've got these available if need be. And so that will be a nice thing.
Yeah. In fact, I had another coworker approach me about some radios. So, I got two of my coworkers looking at ham radio, or at least listening to ham radio. So we'll see. Small steps. Get the interest there, and kind of see how it goes.
Yes, that would be great, absolutely. And again, you just being able to listen and, there's always somebody's a new person, just getting into the hobby, and you're not going to be perfect there on the air, but, just get your feet wet and, the people there that'll help you along, and you listen and you learn from it. So you hear some of these, a lot of new people out there right now, and now they're checking into nets, and they're just sounding like pros. They're sounding really good, and so definitely the good opportunity to take a radio and listen, and that's great.
Yeah, it's good advertisement for ham radio. It's good advertisement for emergency services, Skywarn, different things. Some people don't realize that, hey, this is what you can do with ham radio. Public service and help out, work events or work different things using ham radio. So. It's good advertisement. Looking forward to it. I'm excited about it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, I agree there. I know there's been some talk about, pulling away from emergency services, that advertisement has been going around. And again, you can use your equipment, out in the field. If you want to make contacts, or if you want to, do digital, or send stuff electronically through ham radio. But the primary gist of it is the emergency services. But you can use it, from a standpoint of enjoyment, of meeting people, and. Use it when the need is there.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot of good uses, and it's a good hobby. I strongly feel that this is one of the best hobbies there is out there, and much with it. Just kind of. Use ham radio to whatever extent you want.
Yes, I agree, and it's been neat. I've been noticing too. I think on Facebook and social media sites, and I think also maybe on YouTube, but probably more on Facebook. You know, seeing kids getting on the air and you know, seeing what ham radio is all about, and I think that's also kind of neat. You know, these kids, you know, they need more than just you know, their cell phones and TikTok and Snapchat and all the other things. And it's constructive, and you know, again, it gets them on the air, and they get to see that and hear that. You know, hey, you know, I'm here in Sterling Heights, and I'm talking to somebody, you know, Texas or across the ocean or whatever. It's kind of cool.
WHCMN.
Yeah, and I think it was. There was I forget who it was, but there was a kid that was like, "Hey, I can't have a cell phone in class, but I can take my radio." And so he takes the radio to class, and you know, hey, there's nothing said about it, you know. And, you know, the teachers, you know, they don't have a problem with it. So it's you know, it's kind of cool. It's kind of neat to hear about and see and. You know, get the hobby going again. Get some of these kids interested. So, well, Dan, I am home, so I'm going to head in, warm up, relax, and get some supper. But appreciate the good conversation on the way north. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. Stay warm tonight. It's going to be cold. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Like I say, I think this is the last of the single digits, at least for the foreseeable for the week here. But who knows the way the weather's been going. But anyway, good conversation tonight. Thanks for the ride along. And mark it down here for Wednesday and Thursday this week. But anyway, we'll let you head on in and warm up, enjoy the family, enjoy your couple of days off, and definitely stay warm tonight. If you guys need anything also, let us know. But tell everyone hello, 73s and 88s to you and the family, and we'll talk down the page. NAWCB is clear on your part. Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi.
73
and
88 CML KEYN, Repeater Flint. CMN Network, MI2. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 14 degrees. MI2 Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. CMN Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 12 degrees. This is the CMN Network, MI2. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. CMN Network, VHF. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 10 degrees. W8CMN, repeat. CMN Network, MI2.
This is KF8FQN, listening.
W8CMN.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November.
W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
This is KF8FQN, clear. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. Testing, testing. This is KF8FQN, clear.
Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 9 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. MI2 Network,